The Tomer Dvara, the work written by Rav Moshe Cordoviro, so he begins and he continues. The first section revolves around God's traits, and he speaks about how we emulate God's traits. He explains God's traits and explains how we can emulate them. The beauty of this work is that it's short, and each time you walk away with a message down to earth. What am I going to do? On the one hand, he was a great Kabbalist. On the other hand, this work is like very easy, relatively. We know that we have to emulate, we have to be similar to our Creator. Then we can attain that upper secret form that we are supposed to attain, not just the physical form we're in here, the form our soul is supposed to take. If we only are similar to God, and that God describes Himself with humanistic form, right? God says it's God's hand, God says His nose flares in anger. That's all the scripture returns. Then we're a disappointment to the shape that God gave us. The shape, the human shape, has potential for godliness. Then they say about the person, what a beautiful shape, and what disgusting actions. The prime shape, when we discuss a person being godly, we're discussing his actions, how a person behaves. What does it help that he was given godly form? Like we explained, our limbs are fashioned in a way that's similar to the way God is described in the Torah. If our actions aren't similar to our Creator, therefore we have to try and have our actions similar to God's crown, which are the 13 traits of mercy, Elyonot, those exalted ones, Umuzot Besod HaPsukim, that are alluded to in the secret of the two verses, the three verses in Micha. Our sages said God's 13 traits are alluded to in the following verse, and the whole book is going to revolve around this verse. The verse says, Mi El Kamocha, who is the potent one like you, Nusavon Vover Al Pesha, Lisherit Nachlato, who upholds and is willing to deal with us even though we sin. He's willing to forgo our willful transgressions, the remnant of his people. Lechazik la'adapo, his anger is not everlasting. Ki chafetz chesed hu, God seeks kindness. Yashuv rachameinu, he will return and have mercy on us. Yichbosh avonoteinu, he'll put down our sins. V'tashlich b'mtzulot yam kol chatotam, he sends our sins to the depths. Titen emet Yaakov, gives truth to Jacob. Chesed l'avram shenishpat al avoteinu mimekedem, and he gives kindness to Avram as he promised us. And now, the rest of the book is going to take these verses, breaking them down, and explain how we are supposed to emulate them.